Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to coast, This Week in America. Adventure the Long Walk is the story of a young man named Timothy and his walk of mercy to help his younger brother, who has been badly injured partly because of Timothy. His guild and the inspiration of a stranger he met near his home, who was called Baptizer, led Timothy in search of the one called Jesus. Joseph Padilla, the author, is a Christian book writer. His first book, Adventure the Long Walk, took him 40 years for him to finish. The reason was fear. It was his wife on her deathbed that told him to go ahead and continue with his writing. She never got to see any of his books. Our guest on the program and the author of Adventure the Long Walk is Joseph Padilla. Joseph, sir, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Thank you, Rick.
I'm looking forward to this, a fascinating story on how the book came about, the decades literally it took for the book that came about. Where did this idea start?
It was around 1959 or so. I was working for a storefront company, and the fellows were at lunch, and they come up with talking about Bible stories, and that brought back the memories of my grandmother used to tell me Bible stories and read the Bible to me. And as I went back to work, the story came to my mind, and I kept, I took notes while I was working, and then I came home and started writing the book. And of course, it took me a long time to do so. And about 3 or 4 months after I started the book, I started thinking of the name, and I thought of The Long Walk. So it kept going through my mind, The Long Walk. And then I looked it up and found out there was many books called The Long Walk. So I decided to call it Adventure The Long Walk. And I realized that somebody had that name already. So I then went and kept thinking about it, talked over with my wife, and came up Adventure The Long Walk After Christ. And that's the way I came about the name for the book.
And the book is available at Amazon, all the usual places, proislepublishing.com, the publisher. Joseph's website is josephpadillabooks.com, and Padilla is P-I-D-I-L-L-A. We've got this on our website, so you can go to Joseph's website and get information on this book and another book that we'll touch on briefly at the end of the interview. To do something like that would take a really intimate knowledge, I would think, of the Bible. How well do you know the Bible?
I have been with the Bible. My grandma used to tell me the stories and read the Bible to me, and I've been with the Bible off and on. I'm not a theologian, but I read the Bible, and I wrote another book called My Vision, A Journey Through Biblical Truth, which I tried to explain to people about the Bible, because most people won't pick up the Bible, but I figured with my book, I explained a lot of things in a simple way that people will understand some of the things in the Bible. So I wrote that book.
Well, it's interesting, and you draw on all of that in your books. This book we're talking about today specifically is Adventure the Long Walk After Christ by Joseph Padilla, our guest on the program. Mentioned over 40 years to actually from start to finish on this book. How often did you write during that 40-year period? What was your writing process like during the four decades you were working on this?
Well, like it is, when you start writing something and not knowing what you're doing, you have fear. And I had a lot of fear with it, And it took me 40 years to finish it because of fear, like I tell you, can I do it? Because I'm not a very good writer, I can't spell for nothing. But anyway, I came to me and I put it together, and it took me that long. And I had a friend of mine going back a few years, and I told him about my book, and he says, well, why don't you get it edited? So I didn't even know what editing was. So I looked it up, and after a couple more years, I decided to do it, and I found somebody to do it for me, and they edited it for me. It wasn't the best editing, but I got it together. And then my wife came down with emphysema quite a few years later. We're close to the 40 years now. And she was in her bed, and she says, why don't you continue writing? And I guess she wanted me to forget of her sickness, because she had a throat operation, and she couldn't talk. We had to write notes, so we wrote to each other. And she wrote me, why don't you continue writing? And, of course, I did, and I finished the book, and she passed on, and she never got to see any of my books.
She'd be very proud of the job that you've done, and it was her encouragement. That's an incredible story. There were so many times I'm sure you could have stopped and said, I'm not even going to think about writing that book anymore, but you kept going. It's sort of like there was divine inspiration. Do you sort of feel like this was a message from God for you to write this book?
That's correct. It's a feeling that came to me, and I did five Christian books, one biography, and a children's book. And like I say, it's that fear that people get, how far can I go, not knowing the writing ways of doing things, you know. But I managed, and I've got this far so far, thank you. And like I said, it's the stories that came to me, they came to me from inspiration. I don't know how they came to me, and I put them together. It's hard to explain to people that when something comes to you, I feel that the Lord gave me the stories, because I'm not a writer, you know, and I'm an artist. So I paint a little bit at home, and I'm also I play the Hawaiian steel guitar that I did when I was a youth, and that's what keeps me busy here. But as far as the stories coming to me, it was just like a miracle to me. They came to me. I put them down on paper. And again, I don't copy nothing that anybody else has done. These are stories that came to me, and I try to be as closest to reality as possible. My stories are like a movie. They continue going, and you become the character of the book, and you follow the story through like it was you going through the stories.
It's really a story that will capture your attention. There is a message, of course, in Joseph's book. The book is Adventure, The Long Walk After Christ by Joseph Padilla, P-A-D-I-L-L-A. Talk a little bit about your background as a child. Were you raised in a religious family?
Yes. I was born in a coal mining town in Madrick, New Mexico, between Albuquerque and Santa Fe. And We went to church every Sunday, and like I said, my grandmother used to tell me stories of the Bible, and that's the way I got started, and it's been with me all the time. I'm not a, you know, I go to church every Sunday, but I'm not a spokesperson of church or anything like that. I just serve the Lord, and that's about it. So ever since I was a child, and every Sunday I managed to go to church.
Serving him now with your books, the latest adventure, The Long Walk After Christ. You'll find all of Joseph's books on his website, josephpadillabooks.com. Were any of the characters in this book based on real people?
No, they were. The only characters of the Bible I have are the apostles that followed Christ. The people that I created are just people like you and I, common people. I created them.
What was this process? I'm sorry, finish that.
What's that?
Yeah, finish that thought. I interrupted there, and I apologize. Finish that thought. I'm creating these characters.
Well, like I say, I got lost all of a sudden.
Well, and that's my fault. I interrupted. What was it like creating these characters? Because they really come alive on the page. Were they like that for you? It's almost like you're living with these people for the while as you're telling their story.
That's right. I kind of put myself into the story. I'm the one that follows the story through in my mind. I can see the visions that I, you know, the story goes from one town to the other, to the times of Jesus Christ in that time, you know. So it's hard to explain those things, but you have to, when you read the book, put yourself into being the main character, and you can follow the story through from the beginning to the end, to the crucifixion of Christ.
You talked about your reluctance to write, the fears that you had. What were some of those fears about writing that that you had to overcome? Boy, resilience is a key word here. You'd have doubts, and then you'd get encouragement from your wife and others, and you would continue the process. What were your main fears about writing?
Well, back in the 1940s, I went to school, right? And there were so many kids that the schooling got cut in half day sessions. And my schooling wasn't that good. I went through the 12th grade, but it was half session days. And I feel like I lost a lot. like today, you have a full day session in school. Back then, we only half a day session. We had so many children in the classes, you know, and I had a fear of not being able to create things or write things because of my knowledge was not that sharp when I, you know, during my school years, you know. And I managed to do the books. That, like I said, they came to me. I don't know how. And not being a writer, I started putting down notes, and that's how I came up with the stories.
It's amazing the background on this book, Adventure, The Long Walk After Christ by Joseph Padilla. That's P-A-D-I-L-A. The story about a young man named Timothy, his walk of mercy to help his younger brother, who's been badly injured partly because of Timothy. His guilt, the inspiration of a stranger he met near his home who was called the Baptizer, led Timothy to search the one called Jesus. The book is available wherever books are sold. You'll find it at Joseph's website and information on his other books as well, josephpadillabooks.com. I want to go back and talk about that inspiration from your wife as she's really encouraging you to write the book, and you did, and what it feels like now that you've done something that she would be quite proud of, that you saw this project through. How does that make you feel?
Well, she had the trick operation in her throat, and she couldn't talk, so we wrote notes, and she wrote me a note closer to her end and told me to continue writing. I know she wanted me to forget that her problems, you know, but her inspiration stayed with me after she passed. And I feel so bad that she never got to finish even my first book after 40 years of fighting with it. But she's the one that encouraged me to go on with my books. And I continued, and it fulfilled my life without her. You know, I miss her, and she was my inspiration.
Well, and what a tribute to her, what a legacy this book, because she was encouraging you and encouraged you as you went through this process. And the book is now out there being read and enjoyed and enlightened by so many people. The book is available, again, wherever books are sold. 40 years to complete this. I mean, what a project that is. How does this make you feel when it's all over? When you went through this process and you got a copy of the book in your hand for the first time, and it's your book. Every page is what you've written. Your name is on the cover. You're now a published author. How does that make you feel?
Well, I'm grateful to God that He gave me the courage to continue writing the books. Like I say, it's like when I write a book, it's like I'm there. I can picture in my mind the whole trip that I go from the beginning to the end, and the sorrows that, like Timothy on Adventure of the Long Walk, the sorrows that he went through. And it took him, what was supposed to take about a month or so, it took him over 3 years to get back home through all the tribulations he had to go through. He ended up in prison for a few days because he was a Christian. You know, at that time, the Romans were against the Christian set, you know, and he got caught one time, and he happened to have an apparel of Christian people. You know, he wasn't the typical people that lived in the city there. And he got caught and he got placed in prison for about 3 months. And after his release, he continued on with the story.
You know, you mentioned the education before, and maybe not the formal education that you would have liked because of the times, but life is an education, isn't it? I mean, I'm sure you draw on all of your experiences over the 40 years that you were writing this book. I'm sure you became a better writer because of the experiences you encountered.
The first book that I wrote on Adventure of the Long Walk, it was so bad, and I showed it to my daughter, and I had a called Zulam Press that did my writing for me. I called him and told him to hold the press. I had to pay a little more to redo the book. And it still was still kind of, you know, I'm not a, I don't write. I write what I think. What I think I write down, simple for people to understand. But my spelling was bad and all that. So finally, about the beginning of the year, this year, I had it redone. And the new book that I've got on there said, that's a new version of the same story, but it's well placed together. It took me a long time to do it correctly. I learned a lot while writing, and it took me a long while to get it corrected and all that, all my books. So,
Well, this book is Adventure, The Long Walk After Christ by Joseph Padilla, P-A-D-I-L-L-A. Book available at Amazon, the usual places. Get the latest version of the book. It's at proislepublishing.com, the publisher of the book, and the current versions available on Joseph's website. A minute or so left here at the end of the program. Also available now is The Nail. Very briefly, what's the story on The Nail?
Well, I used to metal detect a lot, right? And I went to this area, and I heard the beep, you know, and looked down that dog about 4 inches down. I found this rusty nail. And it came to my mind right away, a nail to the crucifixion. So the young fellow, Holbert and his mother, leaned against a log and looked on the ground and saw the nail. So he pulled the nail out, and of course, he heard a ringing sound of a bell in a distance when he picked it up. He didn't put no mind to it, so he puts it under his belt, and he continues going. And from then on, the nail, he kept getting visions. And it's kind of a hard way to explain it, you know. But he went on, and the nail is the one that carried him all the way through. It's quite a long story. It's a very beautiful, believe me. I don't know. After I read my own stories, I think, how did I that? You know, I did that. And I'm so proud because, like I said, it's through a miracle vision that comes to me when I did the stories, you know. And they all come to life, and I carry myself through as the main character. I am Timothy. I am the people that follow through on the story. So it's quite unusual for a person.
You should be proud. It's interesting. You read it and you're impressed. So whoever your co-writer is, it's working out very well. You are doing an excellent job with these books. That is the second book we're talking about, The Nail, A Tale of Spiritual Growth, Adventure, and Romance. Joseph books are available, Amazon, proislepublishing.com. And probably the main place I'd send you would be his website, so you get the latest versions of all of the books, Joseph Padilla, P-A-D-I-L-L-A, books.com. All this on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Links there take you directly to his website. Joseph, a pleasure having you on the program. What are you working on now? Do you have another book in the works?
No, I have been idled for a while. You know, I've been concentrating on getting the books that I have now. And I keep thinking that I have to do something, but my spirit hasn't woke up yet. I'll come up with something eventually. But like I say, you have that fear. Well, you don't know what you're doing, you know, like, how do I get my book published? There's a lot of people out there that have books, and they have that same fear. How far can I go?
Yes.
And I suggest that they would look into something like any book company that would edit their books and listen to them. There's many people with many good stories out there, I know, and they have the same fear that I had. Can I? Would I? Should I? And those are the things that they should do, is look into their book and try to find a way to get them published.
And Joseph's books that are now published with proislepublishing.com, and that's a link, and we've got that on our website as well. Joseph, when you get the idea and you finish up the next book, please let us know. I'd love to have you back on the program to talk about that. It's a pleasure. I love the story. I love what you've gone through. What a legacy to your wife that she was able to give that encouragement that ended up with this book, Adventure, The Long Walk, being published, and your other books as well. Thank you for spending some time with us.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Joseph Padilla, P-A-D-I-L-L-A. His website is josephpadillabooks.com. You're listening to This Week in America on our website, by the way, thisweekinamerica.us. You'll find the information for Joseph's website and the books, and you can contact him that way. We're back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.